Welcome, everyone, to Lambeth Palace. I'm delighted that so many people have been able to accept the invitation to come here this morning for what I hope will be a really serious and engaged and creative conversation about the response of faith communities to the challenges of mental health. That short video focuses, I think, for all of us, some of the difficulties that we experience in trying to get serious and engaged conversation on this subject going in our country. Mental health is still an area where probably the majority of our fellow citizens are deeply uncomfortable, whether it's denial, whether it's nervous laughter, whether it's thinly buried contempt. People are threatened and made uncomfortable by this. And to pick up the theme of these wonderful leaflets and postcards, they assume that the conversations around this are bound to be scary. People assume that in order to engage at all, perhaps, they need to know more than they do, or perhaps they just don't want to recognize what an issue this is, what kind of issue it is, and how many people around are affected by it. But of course, as the statistics make abundantly clear, people who face mental health challenges in our society are a very, very substantial percentage of our society. And it's a rather rare person who has no inkling at all of challenges around mental health. Very rare person indeed. We're waking up bit by bit to the fact that, as the video again reminded us, this is a very serious issue for young people. And to put my own cards on the table, two of my own godchildren in recent years have faced very serious mental health issues. And along with their families, I've discovered just how uneven, just how patchy provision, care, and understanding are in this country. And that kind of unevenness is really not tolerable in the long run. And one of the issues which I think we have to bear in mind today is a very simple issue of justice. How do we create and maintain a society in which all people of every age and background can be guaranteed not only the right kind of professional care, but the right kind of community support, which means understanding, which means the challenging of myths and the challenging of stigma? This issue of stigma and discrimination is very near the heart of what we're talking about today, and other speakers on the panel will have a good deal more to say about it. As I've said, people are nervous, uneasy about this, often in denial about it. And one of the ways in which that shows itself is in hidden or not so hidden aversion to people with mental health challenges and the stigmatizing of those who confront such challenges. We may not be facing in this area massive legal discrimination, but we are facing massive prejudice and a failure and sometimes a refusal to understand. Now, that is where it's very important to connect up the whole of this discussion with the worlds that we represent as religious communities, communities of faith. Just occasionally, you read in the newspaper some rather silly story about how being religious improves your mental health, which is a sort of unhelpful take on the whole question, as if mental health were, you know, just something which you could have if you had the right ingredients for the mix, as if religion were just a useful kind of pill to make you feel better. The fact is, of course, that people within our communities face the challenges of mental illness just as much as others do. And we, as people of faith, have the profoundest possible obligation to show our faith in all those who are part of our community, not stigmatizing, not excluding, not suspecting. And by showing our faith in people who are part of our communities of faith, showing faith in human beings generally, and pushing that vision outwards towards our whole society. Because at the end of the day, I do think it probably is a matter of faith, having faith in one another. When people face acute mental health challenges, isolation, the sense of not being understood, the sense of even being suspected or feared, is a terrible kind of prison. It's, if you like, a suffering twice over. And the fact that other people intensify a suffering and a challenge you feel within yourself is a real tragedy. So the question is, can we go on building the kind of society in which we can trust ourselves and one another to talk about mental health without fear? Most of our religious traditions, somewhere at some point, have an equivalent, at least, of what I'm familiar with as a Christian in terms of angels saying to shepherds and so on, don't be afraid. And I think if people of faith aren't capable of saying don't be afraid, who is? We above all ought to be able to say you don't have to panic when faced with issues around this subject or indeed any subject. It's possible to talk, it's possible to plan. And it's in that spirit of not being afraid to confront this and building faith in one another and in ourselves, faith in our capacity to deal with this humanly and humanely, it's in that spirit that I welcome you today and invite you to take part in today's conversation.